सुपर हिट्स 93.5 रेड एफएम पे मैं हूं तुहिन, आपके साथ चल रहा है KA935। वेल यू नो वी बीन टॉकिंग अबाउट मेंस्ट्रुअल कप्स एंड ऑफ कोर्स आवर कैंपेन सेज इस साल कप तम दे, दैट मींस अब से नो टू पैड्स एंड से यस टू मेंस्ट्रुअल कप्स। ये जो बातें हम लोग कर रहे हैं लोगों के कान तक तो पहुंच रही हैं, और हमारी बातें सुन के गेस हु इज इन द स्टूडियो, ही इज नन अदर देन आवर वेरी ओन बीबीएफबी जॉइंट कमिश्नर मिस्टर सरफराज खान। वेलकम टू KA935 सर।
थैंक यू वेरी मच।
So what made you come here, sir?
Well, you have started a very interesting campaign on promoting this menstrual cups. You know, the challenges faced by the local bodies, the citizens don't understand. The easiest way people do is dispose of their pads through they flush it down the toilets, and then you know wherever you have the water leaking out in the middle of the road, when you open it up, you will find most of the blockages are because of the sanitary napkins. The problem is so huge. When we collect it as well, disposing that is another challenge. You know, we need to incinerate it at a very, very costly price. Not only the cost being very high, but also destinations are very difficult. You know, where do we establish these plants? Right. Nobody wants a plant like that in the neighborhood or in close to their village or close to their residential area. So this becomes a challenge. You know, if people start, you know, changing, like how you know there were pads came into the system, now menstrual cups also can come into the system. So it will reduce about 40 tons of sanitary waste which comes into the city, and reduces that kind of burden on the BBMP.
So of course we were talking about the red bins as well. There was a first pilot phase which came and which was not that successful. Like why the first pilot phase wasn't that successful?
See, basically it is the attitude of the people. You know, facilities are available. Like for example, we see that there is a bin, just 100 meters away. We don't take that effort to take it 100 feet away and put it into the bin. We want to throw it to the nearest black spot and dirty the place. The same nature applies here also. You have the bin, you don't put it in the bin. The easiest thing is, you know, I don't know, it is the stigma. There's no stigma anymore in this. You know, you have to now start thinking about the city and its cleanliness. And probably that we should also educate people more and more, you know, so that, you know, which facilities we'll be giving, they should start disposing it off in the red bins. Probably that, gap we were not able to fill. I think probably we did not educate properly. I don't blame the citizens themselves. Probably we as an urban local body should educate them more. And good thing that you people have stepped into this program and then try to educate people. So the first step would be the bins, and then the bins also should get eliminated in course of time.
Right.
So that is the campaign all about.